People in a small New South Wales coastal town say it's time the federal government compensates them for the destruction of their community. Williamtown residents are making their case today to a parliamentary inquiry, which is investigating the toxic chemical contamination in and around multiple defence bases across Australia. They want financial support to alleviate the decline in property values, and some even suggest a voluntary land buyback scheme could benefit both the residents and government. Catherine Gregory reports.
The small coastal community of Williamtown, just north of Newcastle, was once the sort of place where residents ate the vegetables and eggs from their own gardens. But now that and using their bore water supply is considered too risky because of a toxic chemical contamination coming from the nearby RAAF base.
It's really disappointing and upsetting to knowing that we are in this through no fault of our own.
Kane Gorfine is the president of Williamtown and Surrounds Action Group. He's representing affected residents at the Federal Parliamentary Inquiry into the Commonwealth's management of the PFAS contamination in multiple communities across Australia.
Everything from obviously loss in any equity or value in our properties to babies who have had their blood poisoned and they don't know what their future holds in terms of their health.
PFAS are a group of chemicals most commonly found in firefighting foam that has been used on defence RAAF bases. Kane Gorfine says residents want the Commonwealth to pay up.
People need to have cash in their bank account. They need to be given checks to compensate us for the loss of enjoyment of our property. Some people may choose to stay at their properties. Others may want to get out.
He says some residents may be open to a voluntary land buyback scheme. John Donohue is a former Williamtown RAAF base commander and lives outside the contamination zone and is proposing this solution to the inquiry.
The government should buy this land and then try to find an alternate use for it so that the land can be used for commercial, industrial and possibly heavy industrial use. It could be that the taxpayer does get their money back.
In its submission to the inquiry, the Commonwealth says it will not offer a land purchase program. And Steve Greshkoviak, the Deputy Secretary for Infrastructure at the Department of Defence, explains why.
And that's based on the evidence that the government has looked at, which includes the results of the scientific analysis that Defence has funded around a range of bases. It includes the material that's been produced by the health expert panel, and the government was well aware of community views on this issue at the time.
He points out that since some Williamtown residents are part of a class action against the government, he can't comment on any additional financial compensation. But he says Defence is committed to remediation.
Catherine Gregory reporting.